But he says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. So obviously angels have their own tongue. But he says, if I can do all that and I have not love, I have become of a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. So obviously angels have their own tongues. Now, do angels die? You ever stop to think, do angels die or are they immortal? Do they bring forth children or small angels? Well, whatever. Luke 20:35 says, but they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. So we won't be married in heaven. It says, neither can they die anymore. In other words, the children of God, we will not be able to die anymore. For we are equal unto the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. So obviously, angels, once they're made by God, once he makes them or creates them, whatever he does to cause them to come into existence, obviously, they never die. They never grow old. But that was the original plan for man. Man was made. He was created never to die also. But God told him not to sin, because if he did, he would die. And of course, we did sin. We did die. But now then, through Jesus Christ, we have life eternal, and we will never die as we walk in obedience to God's word. It's something to think about that once you become a living being, once you're born, you never cease to exist after that day. Just like Abraham and Isaac and all those people, Jacob, all the men from old, Adam and Eve, they have never ceased to exist. They're all still alive somewhere, either in heaven now or in the flames of torment or hell. And the same way today, everybody that's born that 100 years ago, virtually, well, I'll say 200 years ago, not a single person that's here today was here 200 years ago, not one. There may be a few that was here 100 years ago, but not very many of those. They're very, very rare that people live over 100 years. But they're still existing somewhere, either in heaven or in hell. So don't miss heaven. Your problems are not over when you die. If you're a Christian, you're just beginning to receive the blessings. But if you're not a Christian, your problems have just started, and they will go on forever and ever and ever in that torment. So don't miss knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior, because we will never die, just like angels. They're immortal. Now, angels are mighty and powerful, because in 1 Thessalonians 1:7, you see here it says, and to you who are touched or troubled, you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So these angels are mighty and powerful, and they're going to come in flaming fire with his mighty angels. He's coming. These guys are awesome in what they do. Now then, in Revelation 18:1, he says, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. Wow, you talk about a powerful angel. He had great power because he actually lighted the earth with his glory. What an angel. I mean, to think, it takes some power to light up the earth, but this angel had lit up the earth because of his glory. In Isaiah 37:36, that the angel of the Lord went out to the camp of the Assyrians and killed 185,000 soldiers. When the living wakened the next morning, all these lay dead before them. The angel, in one night, the angel of the Lord went out to the camp of the Assyrians. That's when King Hezekiah and Isaiah were praying and asking God to send help. And he did. And if you will remember that Hezekiah, after the Lord sent his angel and answered the prayer that Hezekiah and Isaiah prayed and took care of Israel or there at Jerusalem, that the angel killed the 185,000 Assyrian soldiers and they were all safe. And then the people brought gifts to the Lord and to Hezekiah. And it says, and Hezekiah was exalted and lifted up because he thought he'd done something. And since he took the glory that should have belonged to the Lord, it says he became sick unto death right there because of that. So don't give the glory that's due to God to you. Because if you take that glory, then he won't share that with you. And that angel will come and make you sick, just like Hezekiah was made sick. So, in Revelation 18:1, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. Okay, that's the one we just read. Then angels need no rest. Let's look at Revelation 4:8, and it says, and the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. That's something that every time I read that, I think they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night. These guys didn't need to rest, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. So angels don't have to rest. They can work 24/7. I think, wow, what I could get done if I could go 24/7. Now, every once in a while, I go 24 or 36 or maybe 48. But after that, I am totally exhausted. This piece of flesh that I live in has to have rest. And it works better when it gets 6 or 7 hours a night. If it gets 6 or 7 hours a night, I can go pretty good the rest of the time. Even 5 or 6 hours, I can do really good. But if I get less than that, my body needs to rest. But angels, they don't have to rest. They can go 24/7. Sometimes you see these angels and talk to them. Let's see what John 20, verse 12 says. And it says here, and he saw two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. Now, and they said unto her, woman, now these angels are talking. These angels said unto her, woman, why are you weeping? She said unto them, because they have taken away my Lord. I know not where they have laid him. Now then, these two angels were dressed, and she saw these two angels, and they talked to her, and she talked to them. Now then in John 20, verse 12, let's see what it says here. And she saw two white-robed angels sitting at the head of, sitting at the head and the foot of the place where the body of Jesus had been laid. These guys had white robes on, so angels wear clothes. You know, they look just like men. Now, angels can be guards. This particular scripture right here says that these angels were guards in heaven and that they measured things. So these angels do all kinds of things. In Revelation 21:12, it says, its walls were broad and high and 12 gates guarded by 12 angels. And the names of the 12 tribes of the angels were written on the gates. And there were three gates on each side, the north, south, the east, and the west. And the walls had 12 foundation stones, and on them were written 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the angels held in his hand a golden measuring stick to measure the city and its gates and walls. So angels do all kinds of things. Let's see what it says here about angels and war. Now look what it says right here in Revelation 12:7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels, and they prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. So from this place here, when this was done, when Lucifer fell and wanted to exalt his throne above the throne of the Most High God, there was a war in heaven, and Satan lost. And he was not in heaven anymore. He was cast out of heaven. So angels do fight. There is a war going on. I don't understand this, but all I know, it says in Scripture that even the angels fought. It's amazing because of greed and everything, what happens. And that great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So Satan and his host of angels fought against God and his angels, but God's angels prevailed, and they were cast out of heaven, and they were thrown out. Now, angels execute judgment. Let's look at this in 2 Chronicles 32:21. And the Lord sent an angel, which cut off the mighty men of Valor, and the leaders and captains in the camp of the king of Assyria. So he returned with shame of face to his own land. And when he was come into the house of his God, they came forth of his own bowels, or his children, which killed him there with the sword. Can you imagine your own children killing you? But angels had done the judgment on his army. They had wiped him out. He was a very powerful king, and he had 185,000 soldiers, and in one night, one angel wiped him out. In Psalm 78:49, it says, he loosed on them the fierceness of his anger, sending sorrow and trouble. He dispatched against them a band of destroying angels. Now, isn't that amazing what all these angels have done and what they will do? Now, angels are powerful. In Matthew 13:41, it says, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and which do iniquity, and he shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Whatever you do, don't be one of those. Walk holy in obedience to God and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then your angels will come and take us to heaven.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.